Chapter 12. Driving Tips. Using high and low headlight beams properly. The law requires you to use your headlights properly. You must use your low beams, dimmed lights, when you are approaching within 1,000 feet of an oncoming vehicle. You must dim your lights when you are following another vehicle within 600 feet. High beam, bright lights cause intense glare in the other driver's rearview mirror and can interfere with his or her vision. Low beams reduce the glare. The only exception is when you're in the process of passing someone. You must use your headlights between 30 minutes after sunset and 30 minutes before sunrise, and at other times when visibility is not normal. Use high beams only when driving in the open country without other cars near. Even with the upper beam, speed should be slower than by day. Always use low beams when approaching other cars, so as not to blind the driver. Also use low beams when driving where there are streetlights, in fog, and when following within 600 feet of another car. Headlight highlights. Fog. Use low beams. High beams reflect off the fog, like shining your lights in a mirror, and you can't see very far ahead. Parking lights. Parking lights are not for highway driving. If you need lights, turn on your headlights. Night driving in a city, use your low beams. Using a standard transmission. With a standard or manual transmission, you can control the gear speed ratio and use your gears, rather than your brakes, to help slow down your car. Many drivers enjoy the feeling and control of driving cars and trucks with a standard transmission. Techniques for smooth and effective shifting. Hold the clutch pedal all the way down when starting the motor, shifting gears, and when your speed drops below 10 miles per hour as you're coming to a stop. Don't ride the clutch, meaning don't drive with your foot resting on the clutch pedal. Practice to get smooth coordination in using the clutch and accelerator pedals. Don't coast with the gears in neutral or with the clutch pedal pushed down except when shifting gears. In going down steep hills, put your car in a lower gear. Coasting on a down grade with the clutch engaged or the vehicle in neutral is a violation of OS Section Title 47, Chapter 11-1107. Good driving posture. You will be driving more effectively and with less fatigue if you are comfortable, your body is well aligned in your car seat, you are the proper distance from the steering wheel and the pedals, and if you can use your mirrors to the best advantage. Adjust the seat to a comfortable position so you can reach the pedals easily and have good vision. Adjust the rearview mirror so that you can see the road behind. Check and adjust your left outside rearview mirror. Be sure there's nothing on the front seat that can fall on the floor and distract you. Fasten your seatbelt. Use a solid, strong grip on the steering wheel. You should have at least one-third of the wheel between your hands to have a strong turning force with either hand. Think of the steering wheel as a clock. Generally, your left hand should be between 9 o'clock and 10:30 and your right hand between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock. Don't drive with your elbow out the window. You don't have full control of the steering wheel and a sideswipe collision could take off your arm. Avoid carbon monoxide poisoning. You can't see, smell, or taste it, but carbon monoxide gas from your engine can kill you. Carbon monoxide is most likely to leak into your car when the heater is running, when your exhaust system is not working properly, or when you're in heavy traffic and breathing exhaust fumes from other cars. A faulty exhaust system can leak poisonous fumes into the back seat area where children may be sitting or sleeping. Symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning. You feel drowsy and/or dizzy. Lights seem brighter. The skin has a blue color. Lips turn blue. Your forehead tightens. Pull off the road, park, and turn off the motor. Open your windows. Relax or get out and walk around until you feel better. A child or passenger overcome with carbon monoxide may require artificial respiration or medical attention. How to avoid carbon monoxide poisoning? Have your exhaust system checked regularly by a reputable mechanic. Be alert for any unusual roar from under the car. Never let the engine run in a closed garage. In congested traffic, close the fresh air vent. On the highways in cold weather, open the fresh air vent. Driving out of state. Before starting on a vacation or business trip, be sure you have your proof of insurance and your vehicle registration with you. Oklahoma residents involved in collisions in another state must comply with the Oklahoma Financial Responsibility Law, insurance requirements. If you are involved in an accident out of state, not only are you responsible for your driving under the laws of that state, but if you are not properly insured, your Oklahoma driver license will be suspended. Car phone safety. Cellular car phones require that you take one hand off the wheel. Talking on the phone takes your mind off of the road and your driving. Studies show that complex phone conversations can affect your ability to respond to changing traffic conditions. Safety tips for phoning while driving. Whenever possible, pull off the road before calling from your car. Do not unbuckle your seatbelt to reach for a phone. Use the memory dial function and voice-activated dialing when possible to avoid taking your eyes off the road. Do not allow the phone to distract or disturb you while driving. Do not eat, drink, light a cigarette, read, or write while you talk and drive. Make your calls as short as possible. Know when to hang up. Ask your passenger to handle all phone calls for you. Know your own limits. If you recognize that using a car phone distracts you from driving safely, limit your use or simply pull off the road when you're on the phone. State law requires drivers to devote full time and attention to driving. You may be ticketed if involved in an accident while using a cellular phone. Pay attention, be alert. In 2009, 10 fatal crashes involved a driver distracted by an electronic device. Learner's permit or intermediate license holders can be suspended or canceled for using a handheld electronic device while operating a motor vehicle for non-life-threatening emergency purpose. At 55 miles per hour, it takes 3.7 seconds to drive the length of a football field. It takes 5 seconds to dial a cellular phone. It takes only a split second with your eyes off the road and your hand off the wheel to lose control. Emergency kit for your car. The delay and frustration from a roadside breakdown can be reduced if you're prepared for roadside emergencies. Carry these items in your car to be prepared for an emergency and for helping other drivers along the road. Emergency kit. Flashlight with good batteries. Inflated spare tire and tire jack. Oil for loosening lug nuts. Rags. Change for pay phones or a prepaid phone card. Water. Blanket. Adjustable crescent wrench. Emergency flares. Jumper cables. Heavy-duty lug wrench. Windshield sunscreen or sign with "Send Help" on it. Local maps and a road atlas. Tarp. Tire gauge and screwdriver set. First aid kit. Bungee cord or strong rope. Candles and matches. Traffic facts. Oklahoma has more than 700 troopers enforcing its traffic laws and protecting 2,481,432 licensed drivers and their passengers on over 113,324 miles of roads. From concrete turnpikes to plain dirt roads, from flat highways in the panhandle to the winding curves of green country in the east, Oklahoma has a wide variety of terrain and driving conditions that require a variety of driving techniques. When you are licensed to drive in Oklahoma, you will be sharing the road with 3.8 million registered vehicles and 96,632 motorcycles. Flood dynamics. Water weighs about 62.4 pounds per cubic foot and typically flows downstream at 6 to 12 miles an hour. When a vehicle stalls in the water, the water's momentum is transferred to the car. For each foot the water rises, 500 pounds of lateral force are applied to the car. For each foot the water rises up the side of the car displaces 1,500 pounds of water. In effect, the car weighs 1,500 pounds less for each foot the water rises. Most vehicles will float in just 2 feet, 24 inches, of water, even SUVs. All motorists should remember the following flood safety rules. Cars can easily stall in the water and be carried away in any current. Most vehicles will be swept away by less than 2 feet, 24 inches, of running water. Do not try to cross a flooded road or stream in your vehicle. Do not drive around barricades at low water crossings. Be especially vigilant at night or when traveling on unfamiliar roads. Do not drive into or attempt to drive across flowing water. Observe any water level indicators at low water crossings, remembering that 6 inches of water may be enough to cause you to lose control of your vehicle. Be aware that beneath the water's surface, roadbeds may have been washed away. If you choose to abandon your vehicle, respect the force of the water. 6 inches of fast-moving water will knock you off your feet. If you encounter a flooded roadway, turn around, don't drown.